Needless to say, in a city with a rich musical heritage like Berlin, there's no shortage of record stores catering to every taste, from the latest techno tracks to film scores to bizarre sound effects. Well, right now, I'm standing outside Space Hall in Berlin's Kreuzberg district, one of the most popular record stores in the city, and the one that Dennis and Patrick from Tiny White Radio have chosen to go hunting for records. Oh, here's Dennis.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Patrick?
Hi.
Hi, Gavin.
Should we go record shopping?
Let's do it.
We climb up to the window still, so, and we don't care what could happen tonight.
Was gibt's denn hier so? Sehr, sehr schön. Oh, die Monsters of Folk.
What?
So when you guys are shopping for music, what sort of stuff do you go for?
When I buy records, I'm usually looking for something specific, because it has to be something special to me. If I buy a record, it means something to me and I listened to it before, I just know what it is.
Actually, I'm rarely looking for something specific. Just what pops into my eyes is what I take. So it doesn't matter if it's electronic music or rock and roll music or some heavier stuff like metal or electronic breakdown hardcore or something.
I really like vinyl, but my player broke down, so I just listened to MP3, and I think it's great. I think these hard drives are great. You can put thousands of albums on it. Yeah, this one's great. It's Iggy Pop the Idiot, produced by David Bowie, because it's one of my first contact with music and very special to me. Night clubbing, we're night clubbing.
And Iggy Pop's rough around the edges approach to garage rock is very evident in much of Tiny White Radio's music. The band formed in 2008, and current members are lead singer Dennis Lintzner, drummer Patrick Engel, and Martin Hessman on bass. It's quite surprising just what a racket three guys can make, as Tiny White Radio specialise in spiky, raucous indie rock. Berlin has an international reputation as a cool place to be if you're in a band, but does the reality match the hype? Patrick, at least, seems to think it does.
Well, first off, this is probably one of the biggest reasons I moved to Berlin, because I just wanted to take music and my drumming to a whole new level. And Berlin is just the right place to be, because there's inspiration and music everywhere. Just when you walk around the city, it's like you're listening to the soundtrack of Berlin, and it's just amazing.
The band's first EP, Bottles and Bilge, is available on their website as a free download. So do the guys think it's harder these days as a musician to make money from music?
Yeah, of course, because there's just so much competition these days. Everyone can record at home or in very cheap studios, and no one buys any records anymore. We gave them away for free or on the internet or on concerts. And the little money we make is when we play on our concerts.
It's just at some point we decided that our music must be heard. It doesn't matter if we get money or not, so it's just we gave it out for free for people to listen it.
But presumably it's a choice of career as well, and generally you make money from a career. So, I mean, do you have a kind of a business plan?
Well, there's no business plan as such. I think we're just enjoying the ride right now and seeing where this band will bring us.
Trouble on a Dead Street. It's about a totally messed up evening when at the end of it I found myself in front of a bubblegum machine. I had this really stressful night, and I saw this bubblegum machine and it made me think of some experiences in my childhood, and yeah, it saved me in a way, and everything was okay after.
But But sadly, bubblegum isn't the answer to all of life's problems. Tiny White Radio's website says the band is all about staying human in a system that has become a killing beast. It all sounds extremely serious. So how exactly did Dennis and Patrick manage it?
Yeah, it's much about capitalism and what people can be. So yeah, it's cool to try to stay human in the system.
Just a second.
It's coming.
Yeah, actually, I've never really thought about that.
Yeah. These are heavy concepts, Patrick. I mean, you must have an opinion about it. You can't just sit there looking gormless.
I'm really twisting around everything in my inside right now. I know the answer. I guess I do, but it's not coming out yet.
Should we maybe just go for another beer and think about it?
All right.